应许大家晚上开始是要唱一首诗歌。
This afternoon, I have promised everyone that I will start with a hymn tonight.
这首诗歌是一位姊妹写的。
A sister wrote this hymn.
有一次我跟一位熟悉诗歌编诗歌的一位美国弟兄交通。
Once I fellowship with a brother who knows the hymns well.
他因为编诗歌，他去收集关于这首诗歌背后许多属灵的故事。
As he organized the hymns, therefore he went to do some research regarding the spiritual stories of this hymn.
这首诗歌是在十九世纪在英国的一位姊妹写的。
This hymn was written in the 19th century by a sister from England.
她的名字叫做 Anna Waring.
Her name is Anna Waring.
在这个圣徒诗歌里面收了她的两首诗。
And in this hymnary that there are two of the hymns written by her.
有一次有一个弟兄啊，有一个基督徒去问尼托森弟兄。
One of the Christians asked Brother Watchman Nee.
你最喜欢哪一首诗？
Which is your favorite hymn?
他就说了这一首。
And he said this hymn.
这是那位美国弟兄告诉我的。
That's what the American brother told me.
诗歌508首。
Hymn number 508.
他的中文诗题用第一句话，父，我知道我的一生。
Father, I know that all my life.
我今天晚上就唱第一节、第二节、第三节。第七和第八节。
I will sing verse 1, 2, 3, 7, and 8 tonight.
我跟大家先读一下第一节的歌词。
So I would like to read through the first stanzas, the lyrics.
他称神做父亲，他说父，我知道我的一生。
She called our God Father. She said, Father, I know that all my life.
你已替我分好。
Is portioned out for me.
我喜欢把它翻成你已为我分好。
I would like to translate it as you have already portioned it for me.
我们都不喜欢别人替我做事情，因为我要有主权。
We do not like others to do things for me because I would like to have the authority.
但是父神为我们分好一生的时候，他不是不让你有主权，他是在爱中为我分好，安排好。
But when God has portioned and arranged all of our life, it's not that He does not allow us to have the authority, but He arranges everything for us.
所有必须发生变更，我不害怕看到。
The changes that are sure to come, I do not fear to see.
我求你赐长久忠诚，存心讨你欢笑。
I ask thee for present mind in intend on pleasing thee.
我在二十几岁的时候，有人介绍我把这首诗歌教我唱。
It was in my 20s that someone introduced the hymn to me and taught me how to sing.
我也非常非常喜欢。
And I really really like this.
我今天晚上分享给弟兄姊妹。
So I would like to share this to brothers.
我再承认哈，我再声明一下，我不会唱歌。
Once again, that I confess that I don't know how to sing.
盼望弟兄姊妹呢，圣灵能够唱在大家心里面。
So do pray that the Holy Spirit sings in your hearts.
心讨你欢笑。
And
it's the heart of our desire.
基督徒啊, 应该常常把自己的心愿摆在神的面前,
Christians
让他看一看,
should often put our desire before God to let Him see.
你知道神是成全人心愿的神,
God is the God that fulfills our desires.
特别是我们爱主的心愿,
especially our desire to love the Lord.
你看这首诗歌作者的心愿是神自己, 而不是工作。
You see in this hymn that the writer's desire is God Himself, not
work.
How much she would like to love in the relationship with God.
就是他在环境中受一点调教, 他也感觉他被爱。
Even when she's being disciplined in her circumstances, she still feels she's being loved.
我们一起来唱第七, 第八集。
Let's sing verse 7 and 8 together.
不仅喜欢他的旋律,
Hope that brothers and sisters not only like this melody.
愿主啊,
pray that Lord also give this desire.
刚才吃饭的时候有一位年轻弟兄问我一个问题。
During dinner, there was a young brother asked me a question.
我要用这首诗歌来回答一下。
So I used this hymn to answer you.
他问我说, 伯弟兄今天下午讲坏的肉体要对付掉, 他说, 我说, Amen。
So that Brother Bo, that as you mentioned this afternoon, we have to deal with the bad part of our flesh. So I say Amen.
但是我们的好的肉体啊，你说也要对付掉，我不懂。
So actually, but I don't understand why do you say we also have to deal with the good part of our flesh.
我讲一个真实的故事。
Let me share a true story.
是一位年长的侍奉主的弟兄，他常常讲的他。 年轻时候的一个经验。
That's by the experience of one of the elderly brother who have served the Lord.
他在上海服侍的时候。
When he served in Shanghai.
他们聚会有一个弟兄啊，是一个很有钱的人，做大事业的人。
One of the brothers gathered with them is very rich and have a big business.
他就请了一位弟兄做他的管家。
So he has invited a brother to be his steward. They meet together and they both love the Lord.
那么这个弟兄做管家的，其实就是他家的仆人了。
So this steward is actually the servant of his house.
有一天呢，这个主人弟兄啊，他有一个很重要的文件要交给他一个生意伙伴去看，要拿马上要他的回复。
One day, this master, who's the brother, that he has a very important document to give his partner in business, and which needs the partner to reply immediately.
他就请了他这个弟兄的管家说，这个很重要，请你去。我估计来回加上他看他签字，30分钟回来。
So he asked the brother who's the steward to bring this to his partner, and he estimated that he should return within 30 minutes.
他说没问题，弟兄。包在我身上，马上回来。
The steward say that no problem, brother. That I will definitely come back quickly.
但是这个弟兄经去的时候，经过一个人很多的街道菜市场。
And when the steward brother goes, he has to go through a market which is very crowded.
他是一个喜欢讲话、喜欢传福音的人。
He's someone who loves to talk and loves to share gospel.
他那天经过那个市场啊，这个福音的灵就来了，他找到朋友，找到一个人肯听，他就开始讲福音，就忘记他要做的事情。
When he passed the market, that he started to have the spirit of sharing gospel. So when he found someone, he started to share gospel and he forgot what he's supposed to do.
这个主人弟兄在家等到半个钟头还没看他人影，又等半个钟还是没人影。
And this master brother kept waiting. After half hour, he did not see the steward coming back.
急得不得了。
And he was
他就亲自去找他。
Hurry, so he started to look for him.
结果在那条街的门口碰到他这个弟兄。
And then he met this steward at that street.
我这个重要的文件不是三十分钟你就回来吗？他说抱歉，我忘记了。
He said, "Isn't that you're supposed to come back within 30 minutes with this important document?" And the steward said, "Sorry, I forgot."
那就着他传福音来讲，没错。
There's not it's not wrong if he shares gospel.
但就着他做仆人来讲，他是不是个好仆人呢
？However, is he a good servant?
是不是好仆人
？Is he a good servant?
不是。
No.
我们今天在神面前合神心意是做他的仆人。
Today, before God, to be man after God's own heart is to be His servant.
很多时候，神的工作是因为我们帮他的忙，结果叫神的工作停顿。
Oftentimes, God's work has stopped is because we help Him.
所以有时候我听一些年长、有经验侍奉主的仆人讲一些话。
So when I heard what some elderly brother who's experienced in serving the Lord, they said.
他们说认识主以后才知道。我们有时候做比不做还糟糕。
And they say that after know the Lord, they realize sometimes if we it is worse to do than not to do.
所以这首诗歌第七节他说：“宁愿不多为你做工，但是呢，完全使你欢喜。”
So the verse 7 of this hymn says, "More careful not to serve thee much, but please thee perfectly."
就是主要我动我才动，主要我停我就停。这个是完全的欢喜。
So I only do work if Lord would like me to do it, and if Lord would like me to stop, I stop. That's the perfect pleasure.
有时候主要我们停，我们出于好心还是去为他跑，结果呢，神的工作受了耽延。
Sometimes the Lord would like us to stop, but all of our good heart, we still continue to do it, but which actually hesitate Lord's work.
那个好心。就是我们好的肉体。
That good heart is the good part of our flesh.
我们神的儿女很喜欢帮神的忙。
God's children really like to help God.
保罗认识了这个点呢，他说：“谁能够做神的谋士呢
？”God had Paul has realized this point, so he said that who can be the counselor of God?
神能够告诉谁能去告诉神说你应该这样做，让我来帮你做呢
？Who can tell God that you should do this way? Let me help.
不能。
No.
若是你要合神心意, 在这些点上, 主一定会教我们功课。
If you would like to be a man after God's own heart, at all those points, God will definitely teach us.
我自己在侍奉上面, 我失败跌倒的非常长, 每一次失败跌倒, 都是我帮神的忙。
In my service, that each time when I fail or fallen, is because I help God.
所以我唱到这首诗歌, 这个姊妹, 她真是认识神。
So I know that this sister truly knows God.
他说, 如果在我的幸福里面, 我还有什么没有祷告到的?
She said that if something I ask not in my cup of blessing be,
我是渴慕我的内中向你能满爱意。
I have my spirit filled more with grateful love to you.
这个爱怎么表达呢? 宁愿不多为你做工, 但是完全使你欢喜。
How does she express this love? Is to not to serve thee much, but 我们, please thee perfectly.
我们再唱这两节好不好? 第七、第八节。
Let's sing verse 7 and 8 again.
好, 我们再唱, 希望大家有一点印象。
Hope that you have some impression.
主我们感谢你,
Lord, we thank you.
你实在爱我们,
Truly, you've loved us.
你把我们拯救回来,
you've saved us.
成为父家中的儿女,
Become the children of God, 所以, Father's house.
爱我们的父神,
Therefore, Father who loves us.
他就亲自来栽培我们,
and He nourishes us Himself.
亲自来建立我们,
Build us up Himself.
亲自来教导我们,
and teaches us Himself.
父啊, 谢谢你,
Father, we thank you.
谢谢你把大卫的一生记载在圣经里。
Thank you for recording the entire life of David in the Bible.
借着他在你手中所经历的,
through what he has experienced under your hand,
教导我们,
to teach us,
让我们也追求做一个合神心意的人。
So we also seek to be the man that's after God's own heart.
我们把这一段时间再恭敬地交在你的手中。
We commit this time unto your hand.
主愿你祝福。
Do pray that you bless it.
愿你的膏油显在我们的心中。
And pray your anointing appears in our hearts.
谢谢你听我们的祷告。
Thank you for listening to our prayers.
奉耶稣基督宝贵的圣名。
In the holy name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. 请我们读几处的经文。
Please read a few places of scriptures.
我们请大家先翻到撒母耳记上。
Please turn to 1 Samuel.
第16章。
Chapter 16.
第13节。
Verse 13.
今天下午我们已经读了这一节经文。
We have already read this afternoon.
我们一起来。
Let's read together.
撒母耳就用脚里的膏油在他猪胸中膏了他。从这日起，耶和华的灵就大大感动大卫。撒母耳起身回拉玛去了。 刚才我们领诗歌的弟兄
The brother who led him
已经把撒母耳记上第十六章到三十一章的内容概括的跟我们介绍
Has already introduced the content of 1 Samuel from chapter 16 to 31
所以我就不去再多读等一下我要讲关于这些经文的内容
So I will not furthermore read the content
这些内容的经文哈那么我们在读希伯来书
So let's read Book of Hebrews
我们读第十二翻到十二章
Let's turn to chapter 12
我们读第五节
Please read from chapter verse 5
到第七节
Through verse 7
我们请大家一起来
Please read together.
你们又忘了那劝你们如同劝儿子的话说我儿你不可轻看主的管教被他责备的时候也不可灰心因为主所爱的他必管教又鞭打凡所收纳的儿子你们所忍受的是神管教你们待你们如同待儿子焉有儿子不被父亲管教的呢我们再读第十一节
Please read verse 11
我们或者十节十一节
Or start from verse 10 and 11
我们一起来
Let's read it together
深深的父都是暂随己意管教我们唯有万灵的父管教我们是要我们得益处使我们在他的圣洁上有份凡管教的事当时不觉得快乐反觉得愁苦后来却为那经炼过的人结出平安的果子就是义好我们就读这几处的经文
So we will just read those places of scriptures
我想到第三堂大家都已经很熟悉这一次的主题
I think now is the third session so you should be very familiar with the topic this time
我们从大卫的生平来看一个合神心意的人
We look at about man after God's own heart through the life of David
我们首先讲到一个合神心意的人是一个追求去认识神的心的人。
First, we talk about that for someone after God's own heart is someone who seeks to know God's heart.
这个认识不是在知识上面、悟性上面，知道神是怎样，他的心是怎样。
And this knowing is not just in knowledge and understanding.
而是我们盼望能够照着神的心来做人。
But we hope that we can be man after God's heart
照着神的心意来侍奉
and to serve after God's heart
那么我们今天下午那一堂讲到呢一个要认识神的心的人他要在属灵上有操练
and this afternoon we talk about for someone who would like to know God's heart have to have spiritual exercise
在这些操练中显出的结果我们成为一个神的爱从我们身上显明出来。
The result of all those exercises shows that God's love is manifested through us.
我们就成为一个真的蒙爱的人。
Then we truly become someone beloved.
怎么样来操练呢
？But how to exercise?
而是从我们日常生活中
，which is through our daily life.
从最小的事情上
，from the smallest things.
我们操练信靠神。
We exercise to depend on God.
亲近神
To draw close to God.
我们与神建立一个亲密的关系
And to establish a very intimate relationship with God.
在这样的生活中呢，不知不觉我们就会成为一个神所喜爱，不，神喜爱的证据就显在我们的身上。
So in this kind of life, that the proof that God loves us is being manifested from us.
我用一个字啊，我们会变成一个，这个容易相处的人。
So we will become someone who's easy to be together with.
英文用一个字叫做 agreeable person.
So we become an agreeable person.
好，我想我们有弟兄姊妹在 外面工作
as brothers and sisters work.
你要 interview 一个新进的人
when you would like to interview a new person.
除了看他的 resume, 符不符合这个工作上面一些的要求以外
in addition to see if his resume qualifies for this job.
还有几个很重要的点
and also there are a few other very important points.
这就是我今这一次交通的第二堂他蒙爱他就成为一个 agreeable person.
And that's why I share in the second session that if he's beloved, then he becomes someone agreeable.
所以神在他身上有什么要求他能够同意而且让神来做工。
So whatever God requires from him, he's able to agree and then let God work through him.
Agreeable person, 在人间呢就是别人很容易跟他相处。
So an agreeable person is that others are very easy to be together with this person.
我相信呢，我们被别人 interview 的时候，他们也观察我们，看我们将来是不是能跟同事有 teamwork， 能不能相处。
I trust that when we are being interviewed by others, they also observe if we can build up a good teamwork with colleagues.
虽然你可能很有才干，但是你不能跟别人配合的话，可能对整个工作没有益处。
It might be you are so capable, but if you are not able to cooperate with others, it might not be beneficial to the job.
我们怎么样能够成为一个容易相处的人呢？
So how can we become some agreeable person?
在日常生活最小的事情，最平常的环境，亲近神。
So we should draw close to God in the smallest things and at the most ordinary circumstances.
信靠神。
To depend on God.
把你所有的难处、痛苦。或者快乐都借着祷告告诉主。
To tell the Lord everything about your difficulties or your happiness through prayers.
弟兄姊妹，你和神之间建立了那个 agreeable 的关系，你必定和人也是这样。
When you develop this agreeable relationship with God, then you should be the same with people.
那么今天这一堂，现在这一堂，我要和弟兄姊妹交通的，就我们在神面前。在神的手中成为一个受教的人。
So this session I would like to share with brothers and sisters that before God we become someone teachable.
我们要成为一个受教的人。
We become a teachable person.
我们刚才读撒母耳记上第16章13节。
As we read 1 Samuel chapter 16 verse 13.
当神告诉撒母耳说我所拣选的就是他。
When God told Samuel that this is the one I chose.
就是大卫，神说你起来膏大卫。
Whom is David? Therefore anoint David.
撒母耳就用脚里的膏油，在他七个哥哥面前就膏了他。
And Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed David in the midst of his seven brothers.
我们知道，我们每一个蒙恩得救、真正重生的人，我们里面都有圣灵住在。
We know that each one of us saved by grace who are truly born again, we have the Holy Spirit indwelling in us.
圣灵就是神的膏油。
Holy Spirit is the anointing of God.
我们称作基督徒的意思就是我们是受膏的人。
The definition of us being called Christian is that we are the anointed ones.
这个从这个膏油我们得着了生命。
From this anointing that we receive life.
在这膏油还隐藏在我们生命深处的时候，我们已经学习亲近神，爱主耶稣，信靠主耶稣。
When this anointing is still hidden in the depths of our life, that we start to learn to draw close to God and depend and also love God.
那么在这里，撒母耳在用膏油膏大卫。
And here Samuel anoint David with the anointing.
这开始了大卫在神手中成长被训练的第二个阶段。
This becomes the second stage that David starts to grow before God.
所以在这里记载说，从这一天开始，耶和华的灵就大大感动大卫。
So here records that the Spirit of the Lord came upon David from that day forward.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brother, sister.
圣经上面讲到神的灵就大大的感动大卫。
The Bible says the Spirit of the Lord greatly come upon David.
在我年轻还做学生的时候，我那时候已经信主了。
When I was still a student, I already believed the Lord.
我参加大专青年的夏令会。
I joined the retreat for college students.
我们听见关乎圣灵的升位和圣灵的工作，他的职分。在我们身上是什么意思？
We have heard what's the ministry and position of the Holy Spirit on us.
所以那时候就有一些弟兄姊妹在聚会里面很认真的祷告，追求圣灵的浇灌，有些人称作圣灵的充满。
So at that time, there were some brothers and sisters who truly seek so diligently of the filling and the pouring of the Holy Spirit.
我不晓得我们在座有没有弟兄姊妹，你有这些经历。
I don't know if any brothers and sisters here have such experience.
我在大学时代，我第一次被带到那么追求、那么认真的聚会里，我刚开始非常不习惯。
At first, I was not used to it in such gathering that everybody was so diligently seeking.
我就怕我跟他们变成一样了，以后我就不会玩了，也不会笑了。
I was so afraid that I become just like them that I no longer can smile or just
我就要变成很圣洁的样子，这不可能的。
And,
我不是这样的人。
And I was afraid I become someone who seems to be so holy, which I know it's not possible.
但是聚了几天会，我看见跟我一样去聚会的人，他们改变。
But after a few days of gathering, I see those who came with me, they've changed.
因为神的灵充圣灵充满他们。
Because the Holy Spirit filled them.
那个时候，大家对于圣灵充满各有各的看法。
At that time, regarding the issue of being filled by the Holy Spirit, everyone have different opinions.
有个人的解释。
Have different definitions.
或者意见。
Or opinions.
那个时候，有人感觉被圣灵充满，有人就会到地上打滚，有的人就会喜乐的大声欢呼，有的人会说方言。
Some people might say that once being filled by the Holy Spirit, someone will be rolling around the ground, or some might keep smiling, or some will say being tongues.
我还记得那一次聚会啊，有一个弟兄，后来我们变成很好的同工。
I still remember back then when a brother who went to the gathering later become very close co-workers.
我们谈起来，我说我大学时候参加一次聚会，有一个弟兄啊被圣灵浇灌，就躺到地上大声尖叫，像猪被杀了的声音一样。
So as we talk about that, one of the brothers being filled by the Holy Spirit, he was rolling on the ground and seemed
尖叫的声音
was killing a pig.
我是在讲回忆过去的事情，我们讲圣灵的经历。
As I was being reminded of what happened before we were sharing about the But that brother said I was the one who kept yelling. But at that time, I did not know him.
如果我知道是他，我就不敢讲。
If I knew it was him, I would not mention it.
我们以为呢，大大感动大概就是这样。
We thought being greatly moved would express like this.
我希望在我身上有一次很特别的经历，我就可以做什么事，我就可以有力量。是的，会这样。
We hope that there is a very special experience on us, so we are full of power and we can do things with strength.
It's true. 还有一位姊妹呢，那一天呢，她在祷告，嘣，倒到地上，就躺着没有声息了。她就睡了一天一夜，后来那些姊妹们就给她盖被子，躺在地上。
And also one of the sisters that day, that all of a sudden she just lie there and then without any, making any sound, and she keeps sleeping for one day and one night.
有一次我们也是在谈的，就也是我们同工姊妹，她说那就是我。我真的很不好意思。
And then,
我说这是我看见大大感动的两个特例。
Once we were also discussing about it, and then one of the co-workers, sisters, said that was me. So actually, those two were the special cases I saw.
你知道今天很多基督徒啊，对于圣灵的大大的感动或者降在我们身上充满我们领会大概都是外面这些现象。
Many Christians today are understanding about being greatly filled by the Holy Spirit might be just only the understanding of those outward appearance.
我要用交通的方式和大家谈话。
So I would like to fellowship with everyone.
你有没有听过今天在基督徒中间有一种话叫做 slain by the Holy Spirit?
Have you heard that among Christians there's a saying that slain
中文叫做被圣灵击倒。
Slain by the Holy Spirit.
你出来，我为你祷告，一按手你就倒在地上。
That just come out, I'll pray for you, and then as soon as I lay my hand on you, you just lay on the ground.
把你所有的意识都 wipe out.
I wipes out all your.
你一片空白，等到你起来，哦，我被圣灵感动了。
And your mind become blank.
回到聚会里面，以前不敢讲的话，现在就敢讲了。
Then you feel that you're being filled by the Holy Spirit. So when you return back to your gathering, you dare to say whatever you did not dare to say before.
大卫受膏的时候，是不是就是这样的
？Was it like this when David got anointed? No.
所以我们要好好的去查考一下，在主面前追问一下，大卫被神的灵降在他身上，大大的感动他是什么意思？
So we have to search and ask the Lord, what does it mean when the Spirit of the Lord came upon him?
我们知道这个大大的感动哈。
We know that this great move.
在英文里面有一个翻译哈，从希伯来文翻译，就是说圣灵进到他的灵里面，开始在他里面推他往前去。
The Hebrew translation is that the Holy Spirit enters into the person and
push into the spirit of that person and push him forward. 弟兄姊妹，就是圣灵在我们里面，他开始管理我们行动、说话、态度、言一切。
So that is the Holy Spirit start to govern all of our actions, our talks, and everything.
好，弟兄姊妹，这个是圣灵今天在每一个信主重生属神的儿女们里面的工作。
That is the work of the Holy Spirit in each one of us who believe the Lord and who are born again.
我们来聚会，你唱歌唱诗歌，圣灵在里面感动你。
When we come to a gathering, when we sing the hymns, and the Holy Spirit touches you.
我们向人打招呼，圣灵在我们里面教导我们。
When we greet others, then the Holy Spirit teaches us.
我们有时候对主的话语，忽然之间主让我看见他，我在家里看不见的意义，我能够说出来，那是圣灵做工。
Sometimes when we come to a gathering, that the Holy Spirit enable us to see and to understand what we could not see back at home. That's the working of the Holy Spirit.
使徒约翰对这个解释最清楚。
Apostle John have a very clear understanding.
其实是主耶稣先教导的。
Actually, Lord Jesus.
他说：“我要求父，在我之外，另外赐给你们一位保惠师。”
Lord say that I will seek the Father, and besides me, He will give you another Comforter.
就告诉我们，主耶稣在地上是。门徒们的安慰、保护和供应。
That is Lord when he, Lord Jesus when he was on earth, he was the comforter and also protection provision for his disciples.
但是他是在门徒们的外面。
But he's still outside of the disciples.
如果他在伯大尼，门徒们在加百农，主就没有办法帮助他们。
If our Lord was in Bethany and the disciples were in Capernaum, then our Lord could not help them.
但是主上十字架，通过十字架的苦难达到荣耀，他求父另外赐一位像他一样的保护者、安慰者。
But our Lord went on the cross, and through the suffering on the cross, He seeked the Father to send another Comforter, just like our Lord, to protect them.
他说，那一位保惠师，他就是真理的圣灵。
And that comforter is the spirit of truth.
就告诉我们说，你有了圣灵了，你就会认识真理。
It tells us that if you have the Holy Spirit, you will understand truth.
好，所以今天读圣经呢，我们先去读很多别人写关于圣经他们的领会，其实那是二手货。
So when we read the Bible, if we read other people's understanding about the Bible, that's second-hand.
刚才有一位弟兄告诉我，他说我现在发现直接读圣经比我去读别人写的东西啊要亲近主容易得多。
A brother just told me,
不是弟兄，一个姊妹。
A sister just told me that I find that it's actually much easier if I read the Bible directly comparing to reading other references.
我说我也有这个经历。
I said I have the same.
早期不知道的时候总要去找一些别的东西。
In my earlier days when I did not know about it, I tried to look for other references.
现在我最喜欢直接读主的话。
Now I just like to read Lord's words directly.
因为真理的圣灵住在我里面。
Because the spirit of truth indwells in me.
不仅让我明白看见。
Not only I understand and see.
而且真理的圣灵它有一个意义，就带我进入那个话的实际里面。
And the spirit of truth bring me to enter into a reality of the word.
看到主耶稣说我把我的平安赐给你们，你就真得着那个平安。
When I see the Lord says I give you my peace, then I truly receive it.
弟兄姊妹，约翰呢记载主耶稣介绍圣灵。
John has recorded that our Lord Jesus introduced the Holy Spirit.
约翰再记载说呢， 主说，当真理的圣灵来了，他就必永远与你们同在，不会离开了。
And John also recorded that our Lord says that when the Spirit of Truth comes, He shall always be with you. He will not forsake you.
你聚会的时候，他与你同在。
He is with you when you come to gathering.
你上班的时候，他与你同在。
He is with you when you go to work.
你健康的时候，他与你同在。
He's with you when you are healthy.
你生病的时候，他与你同在。
And he's still with you when you are in illness.
你快乐的时候，他与你同在。
He's with you when you are happy.
你我心情最不好的时候，弟兄姊妹，别人都不是与你在一起的时候，圣灵永远没有离开。
And the Holy Spirit never leaves you, even when others left you at your downtime.
他来了，要与你在一起同住。
He comes, he will live together with you.
很有意思，主耶稣用这个来描写我们对圣灵的经历。
It's very interesting how our Lord describes our experience with the Holy Spirit.
我没有结婚以前，我来美国读书，我是自己住一个房间。
Before I got married, I came to study in the States and I live in the room.
我在房间读书啊，读一读，主给我感动，跪下来祷告，我就跪下来祷告。
When I
不需要考虑别人。
When I studied, when the Lord touches me, then I just kneel down to pray.
因为只有我一个人。
Because I was in the room by myself.
等我结婚了以后。
But after I get married.
我太太在房，我妻子在房间里面，我就常常跟她讲，我要祷告了。
My wife was in the room, so I often have to tell her that I'm going to pray.
她有时候就出去，她做她的事，那我就跪下来祷告。
Sometimes she just leave the room, and then I just kneel down to pray.
这同住啊。你就要考虑到对方，对不对
？To live together, you have to consider.
而且你感觉到有另外一个人。
And you can feel there's someone there.
这就是我们刚得救开始经历。我以前我一个人想什么就是什么，现在呢，我想什么还有另外一个意见呢。
That's our experience when we just first got saved. In the beginning, that whatever we thought, that we just do it. But now there's another opinion there.
那是圣灵在你的里面。
That's the Holy Spirit.
你要知道，那另外一位就是神自己。
And the other one is God Himself.
他是神格中的第三位。
He's the in Trinity. He's the third one.
Triune God, the third person in the Triune God. 弟兄姊妹们，这让我们呢敬畏主。我这个人这么卑贱，但是神圣的，我们的主圣灵住在我里面。
This helps us to be in fear of God because we are so lowly, but the Holy One lives in us.
不仅如此，主还说他不仅与你同住，而且他就在你里面 ，in you。
And the Lord says, not He lives with you, but He's in you。
这个在我里面呢是什么意思？就是他和我的灵呢已经是完全的联合了。
What does it mean that He's in you? Is that He and my spirit are completely united?
我这个杯子哈不透明，如果它透明的话，这里面有半杯水。
This cup is transparent, but if you can see it, then there's half cup of water.
如果这个杯子象征着我的身体。
If this cup is like my body.
这半杯水呢，象征着我的灵。
And
人是灵魂和身体。
And this half cup of water is like my spirit.
如果这个瓶子里面是一杯牛奶，是一瓶牛奶，象征着圣灵。
If in this bottle there is a bottle of milk, then that's like the Holy Spirit.
那我把这个圣灵呢倒在这个杯子里面呢，你说这里面是水还是牛奶呢
？So when I pour down this into the cup, so do you say that's water or milk in this cup?
这个叫做 in.
That is called in.
弟兄姊妹们
，brothers sisters.
所以你今天要跟圣灵把它洗干净分开来，又不可能。但是它又是另外一位，因为你还有原来的自我。
So it's not possible you separate with the Holy Spirit, but then it's the other person as it has his own characters.
那么圣灵在我们里面做什么工作呢
？So what does the Holy Spirit work in us?
他来教导你怎么生活。
He teaches you how to live.
教导你怎么做人。
Teaches you how to be.
教导你怎么样看事情。
And teaches you how to see.
这个叫做圣灵大大的感动。
That is called the Holy Spirit greatly touch upon.
就在他里面变得很清楚的圣灵推动他。
So the Holy Spirit
他就知道我该这样走。
Moves him forward, so he knows how to walk.
圣灵拉住他，他就知道我该停下来。
When the Holy Spirit pulls him, then he knows he shall stop.
我不晓得弟兄姊妹，我这样讲，大家能明白吗
？I don't know if you're able to understand.
这是不是你的经历呢
？Is that your experience?
那我们从这你回想，就是你刚得救，一点真理都不清楚的时候，你里面已经开始有圣灵。
When you just got saved, even though you do not yet know any truth, but the Holy Spirit is already within you.
是叫我们俯伏下来说, 我的主啊, 谢谢你, 你太爱我。
So this makes us to prostrate to say, Lord, thank you, you really love us.
从那一天开始, 大卫的生活, 每一件事情, 圣灵来接管, 来教导他。
So ever since that day, the life of David has been governed by the Holy Spirit.
圣灵不仅在他的里面,
the Holy Spirit is not only within him.
而圣灵是神自己, 他是无所不在, 无所不知, 无所不能的。
And the Holy Spirit is God himself, which he is omnipresent and omnipotent, and he knows everything.
他就照着父神的旨意, 来安排环境, 来教导我们。
So according to Father's will, he arranges all the circumstances to teach us.
弟兄姊妹, 所以大卫从受膏以后的每一个遭遇, 都是父神借着圣灵精心安排的。
So each circumstances David encounters after he got anointed is the Holy Spirit through the Father that's making the arrangement.
我们神的儿女们, 如果你明白了, 而且接受这个真理,
if as God's children, that if you understand and accept this truth,
主能擦干你的眼泪,
then the Lord can wipe away your tears,
平息你的叹息,
and also calm down your murmurs,
而且在你里面加给你我力量,
and increase strength,
充满了喜乐,
full of joy,
因为父神爱我们, 祂要教育我们,
for the Father loves us, he would like to teach us.
这个教育啊, 被称作圣灵的管制,
and this teaching is being called by the disciplinary of the Holy Spirit.
在英文就直接叫做 the discipline of the Holy Spirit, 圣灵的管制。
The discipline of the Holy Spirit.
我们中文圣经刚刚读到 这个希伯来书啊, 讲到管教。
As we read in the book of Hebrews, we talk about discipline.
好, 弟兄姊妹们, 这个字啊, 翻成管教, 我们受过一些 人生啊, 我们从小长大, 受过一点处罚的人就想, 大概处罚就是管教。
As this word, that for the word discipline, for us who have been punished, we might thought this is punishment.
实际上不是的,
but it's not.
啊, 所以我在预备这个时候, 这些年我常常思想这个词啊, 我想到一个中文的表达方式, 叫做圣灵来调教我们。
So during all those years I've meditated upon this, I have thought about in Chinese it should be that the Holy Spirit is trying to teach us,
to train us,
to train us,
to instruct us, to discipline us.
To train, to instruct us.
就好像啊, 你如果, 去 gym,
just like when you go to gym,
你自己不知道怎么运动了, 就花钱请一个 trainer.
You don't know how to do those exercises, so you spend money to hire a trainer.
我回来就跟我的姊妹讲, 我说这些美国人啊, 花钱去请人的这个, 让他们受苦。
Sometimes I go to gym and I told my wife that those people, they spend the money to hire a trainer to let themselves suffer.
这个就是调教。
And that is to train.
他从你吃饭开始告诉你, 你这个不能吃了, 那个要多吃一点,
and he,
现在可以喝水, 等一下不能喝水,
and he tells you how you should eat and when you should drink water.
你要该这样动, 那样动, 你如果照自己意思动, 你会伤你自己。
And how you can lift the weight which you will not hurt yourself.
圣灵就是这样来调教我们。
And the Holy Spirit trains us this way.
他的目的是什么呢?
What's his purpose?
要叫基督成形在你我的里面,
to let the Christ form in us.
我们昨天讲到, 基督才是那完全合神心意的人。
Yes.
如果基督成形在你我里面, 你就是一个合神心意的人。
Yesterday we talked about only Christ is someone who is completely after God's own heart. So therefore, if Christ is forming us, then we become someone after God's own heart.
通过圣灵的调教, 这个合神心意的人, 在神手中就是一个, 合用的人。
Through the training of the Holy Spirit, this person after God's own heart becomes someone who's serviceable.
好, 弟兄姊妹, 我们看见大卫啊, 从受膏以后, 第一个遇见的环境, 人物就是扫罗。
We see that after David got anointed, the first circumstances, the person he met is Saul.
当然其他的我不去提，几个重点，第二个就是哥利亚。
And the second person was Goliath.
第三个，他除了扫罗以外，遇见了约拿单。
And third was Jonathan.
弟兄姊妹，你看这些都是圣灵安排让他遇见的。
And those were all arranged by the Holy Spirit.
然后约拿单了之后呢，他就扫罗这个陷害他。
After Jonathan, that Saul actually tricked David. Saul would like to kill David through the hands of Philistines. Therefore, he told David, "You can be my son-in-law."
我不去多讲后面的很多人物，像多益啊，这个说小话的人。
And there are other people such as Doeg who talk behind him.
我们看见有拿巴,
and Nabal.
还有这个西佛人去告密,
and those from Ziph actually try to tell Saul where David was.
还有非利士的那个亚吉王,
and also King Achish from Philistines.
还有那些跟随到投奔大卫的这些匪类, 现在的心情苦闷的, 精神有
And all those bad people, such as those who are in debt or those who are distressed, they all came to David.
弟兄姊妹，这些都成为神调教大卫的教材。
Those all become the teaching materials of how God trained David.
当然，我们也不能提，不能不提啊，还有撒母耳陪着大卫走了一段路。
But of course, we have to mention that Samuel continued to help David.
还有先知加德,
and also Prophet Gad.
还有拿巴的妻子亚比该,
and also Abigail, who is Nabal's wife.
然后你看,像这些啊,
David did not just encounter them by coincidence.
所以基督徒的生活,如果你活在圣灵的管制底下,
so for Christians' life, you live under the governing of the Holy Spirit.
没有一件事情是偶然的。
There's nothing that happened by coincidence.
弟兄姊妹, 都是父在爱中为你我分好的。
Those are all portioned by Father in His love.
每一个要发生的变化,
for all the changes that we have,
你在这个爱中, 你就不害怕。
Then you will not be in fear.
害怕什么呢?
What's your fear about?
我退后, 离开主, 我对主不忠心。
That's what we should fear if we draw back and not being faithful to God.
害怕我逃避主给我的环境，不接受圣灵在里面的感动。
We shall be afraid that we escape from the circumstances arranged by God and be moved by Holy Spirit.
这个是一个受教的心。
That is the teachable heart.
弟兄姊妹们，大卫受膏以后，有13年主来预备他将来承担做君王的那个。
After David was anointed for 13 years, God prepared him to bear up the responsibility of being the king.
昨天晚上我们讲到, 等主回来以后, 父神的心意要我们做什么?
Last night we talked about what God's heart after our Lord comes back.
第一个, 归给神,
first is unto God.
第二个, 做祭司和君王,
second
是不是?
Is to be priest and king.
什么时候你可以学会做祭司呢?
So when you are able to learn to be priest,
今天开始,
start from today.
我们每一个人都在主面前交给主说, 主让圣灵来教我。
Each one of us that we offer ourselves unto the Lord and say, let the Holy Spirit teach us.
你能什么时候学会做君王?
Then when you can learn to be king,
今天你我的人生, 每一件事都是做王的训练。
Each things happen today in our lives is a training to be king.
弟兄姊妹,
we shall really treasure the time.
我们也不要埋怨环境,
and we also do not complain about our circumstances.
因为如果我们不爱惜光阴糟蹋了，或者我们逃避环境,
if we do not redeem the time or we escape from our circumstances,
神在我们身上所有的用心苦心都失落了。
Then all of those work of God on us are wasted.
所以我们要求主让我们在他面前成为一个受教的人。
So we do need to pray that Lord let us become someone who are teachable.
我要稍微再往前讲一点。
I will move forward.
我们刚才读到希伯来书十二章，
As we read Hebrews chapter 12,
讲到神要调教我们，
talks about that God will discipline us.
在这个神的教育和栽培中间，
So in this teaching and nourishing of God,
我们先来交通一下为什么神要来管教我们。
Then first, we would like to share about why does God will discipline us.
在第第七节里面，
In verse 7,
他说哈，神管教你们呢，待你们如同待儿子。
God deals with you as sons.
这个待儿子就是我们还没有长大的小孩子是儿子，但是他盼望我们呢。经过这个训练，我们达到今天下午讲的儿子的名分。
So sons means those who have not yet grown up, but through the training that we can receive sonship.
这个得出儿子的名分，就是父能够把该给我们的那一份产业交给我们来管理。
To receive sonship is that God is able to give us the inheritance that He would like to give us.
那么他再讲到呢，这个管教呢？是叫我们得益处的，在第十节里面。
And in verse 10 it says that this discipline is to for our good.
使我们呢在生命里面和神的圣洁是一致的。
So we can be partakers in our life with God's holiness.
下午我们讲到，我们蒙拣选，我们成为圣徒，那都是名分上的，在实际上需要达到的。
So this afternoon we talk about that we are being chosen to become saints, which are just in our position, but in reality we have to reach.
那么这个达到哈，弟兄姊妹就要通过这个 discipline, 这个管教管制的阶段。
And in order to achieve it, we have to go through the process of discipline.
所以在新约圣经里面，这个管制这个字哈。
So in New Testament, the word discipline.
它出现过好几次。
It showed up many times.
在以弗所书第六章第四节。
In Book of Ephesians, chapter 6, verse 4.
Chapter 6, verse 4.
Chapter 6, verse 4.
好，在那里哈，讲到做父亲的要照着主的教训和警戒养育他们，那个养育。
It says that you fathers bring them up in the nurture and admonishment of the Lord. The word nurture.
好，在这里哈，这个 discipline 被翻作养育。
So here the word discipline is being translated as nurture.
那么另外一处啊，在提摩太后书第三章第十六节。
And in other place, 2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 16.
那里讲到圣经都是神所默示的。
It talks about that the scriptures are all inspired by God.
于教训督责，使人归正，教导人学义，都是有益处的。
And it's profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness.
这里讲到这个教导人学义 ,instruction for righteousness。那个原文的字就是 discipline.
For the original text of instruction for righteousness is discipline.
神在一个人身上借着圣灵推动我们，借着环境帮助我们。
That God through the Holy Spirit pushes us and also through circumstances move us.
是为了养育我们。
Is to nurture us.
是为着教导我们，指导我们。
Is to instruct us.
他的目的是呢，要把我们这个人建立起来。
The purpose is to build us up.
让我们在他的里面成为长大成熟的人。
So in him we can be fully grown into maturity.
明天早上我们要讲到这个管制的第二面。
And tomorrow morning we will talk about the second aspect about the discipline.
那就是管教和修正。
That is correction and also teachings.
或者叫 disciplinary correction.
That is the disciplinary correction.
就是我们自己会朝随着天性，我们走错了，走偏了，他把我们拉回来。
That is when we walk according to our own nature, we go astray and it pulls us back.
你知道在大卫这十三年中间，就是管教的前一半。
During the 13 years of David, that's the first part of training.
因为神在他身上没有放手,
because God did not let go of his hand.
没有让他自己去做王, 或者自己去教育自己,
did not just let David to train himself or let him be king by himself.
神要借着圣灵来教导他,
God would like to teach him by the Holy Spirit.
借着圣灵安排的环境来训练他,
by all the arrangement of the circumstances arranged by the Holy Spirit.
好叫大卫的身上啊, 能够有君王的性格成型在他里面,
so the characters as king can be formed on David.
我想问问弟兄姊妹,
let me ask
神心中, 心目中啊, 一个做王的性格是什么样的性格?
What is the characteristics of being king in God's eyes?
有没有弟兄姊妹, 能够用简单的话来说,
any brothers and sisters can explain briefly?
这个应该是个标准答案, 大家都知道,
this should be a very standard answer that everyone knows.
有没有人能答案?
Anyone?
就是神儿子耶稣的性格,
that is the character of God's Son, Lord Jesus.
性格用什么来做一个具体的表号呢?
So how can you put this character in reality?
到启示录里面讲到, 羔羊坐在宝座上,
in Book of Revelation says that the Lamb is sitting on the throne.
耶稣的性格像羔羊,
Jesus' character is like a lamb.
但是他的功用是狮子,
but his function is a lion.
弟兄姊妹们, 我们常常想, 我做王我就是百兽之王, 就要像狮子, 你凶, 我比你更凶。
Oftentimes we might think that if I'm the king, then I should be like a lion.
你强势, 我比你更强势。
If you are strong, I'm stronger than you.
但是这不是神要的王。
But that's not a king.
神要的王是像他儿子, 他儿子的生命是用羔羊来做表号的。
The king that God wants is like his son, which is represented by lamb.
这就是大卫受膏以后, 圣灵大大感动他, 要在他身上给他的礼物, 把羔羊的性格, 组织成型在他身上。
The gift that the Holy Spirit greatly moved upon David, which is to give the characters of as a lamb to be formed on David.
刚才我们弟兄讲到, 这13年呢, 是大卫在扫罗的手下受苦的年日。
Our brother did share that for all those 13 years was the suffering of David under Saul's hand.
啊, 弟兄姊妹, 确实我们读呢, 真是受苦。
Truly, those were suffering.
不仅肉身呢, 漂泊啊，好像不知道明天我会睡在哪里。
Not only in his flesh, he was wandering around and not even know where he would sleep tomorrow.
而且他的精神呢, 饱受各种的压力和困苦。
And psychologically, he was all under distress and suppression.
他被别人误会。
He was being mistaken by others.
被别人欺负。
And oppressed by others. Also mistaken.
啊，你看他天天里面受压。
So he was oppressed.
别人看他一眼, 走过去, 要讲他什么话, 他都不知道。
And he did not even know who just passed by and say bad things about him.
这个我们基督称作魂里面的受压。
And that's the oppression within the soul.
好, 弟兄姊妹, 在诗篇 132篇, 当所罗门献殿的时候, 向神祷告, 说到他父亲的苦。
In Psalm 132, when Solomon offered up the temple, that he prayed to God and talked about the suffering of his father.
他说, 耶和华我们的神啊, 愿你纪念你大卫, 仆人大卫, 所受一切的羞辱。
He said that God, Jehovah, that please do remember your servant David, all of his sufferings.
啊, 这个有的这132篇, 所受一切的苦难, 第一节。
And the first verse in Psalm 132, Lord, remember David, all his afflictions.
有的地方翻 affliction, 有一个翻译呢, 说是 humiliations.
Some translation says afflictions, but some says humiliation.
我们知道 humiliation 是魂里面受的一种苦。
The humiliation is the suffering within soul.
大卫在这十三年中间就是受这些苦。
Those are the type of suffering that David went through in his 13 years.
这些苦在他身上成就什么呢?
What did all those sufferings fulfill in his life?
他学了好多属灵的功课。
He learned so many spiritual lessons.
弟兄姊妹, 我不晓得啊, 有没有人问过你, 你最近在学什么属灵功课?
I don't know if anyone asked you, what type of spiritual lessons have you been learning recently?
我以前很怕别人问我，我想半天也不知道我在学什么。
I used to be so afraid other people ask me because I don't know what how to answer.
好，所以现在我每次出门前都要在主面前俯伏啊，问主说我在学什么功课。
So each time that I often ask the prostrate before the Lord and ask what lessons I'm learning.
弟兄姊妹，你我需要有一个学功课的态度，这叫做受教。
Brothers and sisters, we have to have the attitude of learning lessons, and that is called teachable.
环境临到我们的时候，你不是要想一个解脱的方法，而是你说主，这是什么意思？
When circumstances come upon us, it's not that we try to find a way out, but we ask the Lord, what does it mean?
我可以在这里面得着什么益处？
What profit can we gain from this?
所以保罗是一个学功课的人。
So Paul is someone learning lessons.
他能够说万事都互相效力。
He's able to say that all things work together for good.
叫一切爱神的人得益处。
For the good of those who love God.
这些爱神的人是什么呢？就是按着神所预定、所知道、所呼召出来的。
So who are those who love God? Are those who be foreknown by God and for being called out by God?
他们能够为着神的那个目的伏在环境的底下学功课。
They can be under submission of the circumstances for the purpose of God to learn lessons.
那个结果就是他们被磨成神儿子的形象。
And the result is that they are being conformed into the image of God.
当你里面有神儿子的形象，弟兄姊妹，你就适合做君王。
When you have the image of God within you, then you be, are suitable to be king.
弟兄姊妹，所以我们真是要抓住机会啊。
So we should really take hold of opportunity.
今天我们要认识这个点，也知道那条路。
Today we have to know this point and know the way.
不然我们很多的追求，很多的忙碌，结果呢，我们没有得着基督。
Otherwise, all of our seeking and our business, but at the end we do not gain Christ.
我们在时间中没有得着神要我们得着的。
And in time, we did not gain what God would like us to gain.
那是将来叫我们非常会遗憾的。
That we will be feel so regrettable in the future.
从希伯来书十二章我们可以看见呢。
So from Hebrews chapter 12, we see.
这里教导我们怎么样是一个受教的人。
Here tells us that how can be someone teachable.
在这里他说，我儿，你不可轻看主的管教。
Here says my son, despise not thou the chastening of the Lord.
主借着各样的环境、人事物来训练我们。
Lord, through all the circumstances, all the people, things that to train us.
碰到这些事物的时候，第一个我们不要轻看它。
When we encounter those first, we shall not despise them.
什么轻看呢？就觉得这个不好，我要追求人认为有价值。
What is to despise is that we think this is not good and we seek after other things that people think are valuable.
这是一种哈轻看。
One kind of despise.
第二种的轻看就是我麻木不仁了，不在乎他。
Second is that we don't have feelings and we don't even care.
弟兄姊妹们，今天有很多人呢，就是用这种方式来处理人生各种的事情。
There are many people today, they try to deal with all things in their lives.
啊，你对我不好呢，我就对你麻木不仁，不理你了就好。
If you do not treat me good, then I'll just ignore you.
弟兄姊妹们，受教的心是不轻看这些环境。
A teachable heart does not despise those circumstances.
我们借着这些事物到主面前去祷告。
Through those things, we go to the Lord to pray.
让圣灵来教导我们，推动我们该如何反应。
Let the Holy Spirit teach us and push us so we know how to react.
第二个
and second,
他说被主责备的时候不要灰心。
And not faint when there are rebuke of the Lord.
不要丧气。
Do not faint.
我要再讲，这是我看见的
I would like to share what I saw, a testimony.
啊，斯百克弟兄啊，有一次讲到这个点。
Brother Austin Spark once mentioned this point.
他说他有一个哥哥。
He said he has an older brother.
在他哥哥十七岁的时候。
When his older brother was 17 years old.
他们在父亲的手下。
They were under their father.
他哥哥做错了一件事情。
His older brother did something wrong.
那个时候英国人啊， 这大概是20世纪初19世纪末的时候。
That was at the end of 19th century, early 20th century.
他的父亲呢, 非常难过, 也非常生气。
His father was very sad and also mad.
他说啊, 我的父亲啊, 就把, 叫我哥哥把上衣脱了, 真的用鞭子打了他几下。
He said that my father asked my brother to take off his clothes and then wipe him.
等到他们都成年了, 20岁以后, 他有一次问他, 跟他哥哥谈到这件事情。
So after they both in their 20s, then he asked his older brother about this.
他问他的哥哥说, 啊, 你恨不恨爸爸?
He asked his older brother that, do you hate our father?
他说, 他哥哥说,
His older brother said, not at all.
而且我非常怀念, 而且感激父亲。
I actually much remember and also thank my father.
他如果不是那几天, 那一次他打我几鞭, 把我点醒, 我今天不会像这个样子。
If not because of that time he disciplined me, then today I would not become like this.
弟兄姊妹, 这个叫做不丧气。
That is called not faint.
我在初出来服侍主的时候,
When I started to serve the Lord,
有一个爱主的弟兄啊, 我们不在一个聚会里面。
A brother who loves the Lord, although we are not in the same gathering.
但是我们每个周间呢, 有一天晚上聚在我家，我们一起祷告和交通。
But one of the weekdays, we always gather at my home and we fellowship and pray together.
那一天他来的时候啊, 他好高兴啊。
That day when he came, he was full of joy.
他说弟兄啊, 为我感谢主啊。
He said that, brother, thank the Lord for me.
我说什么事情感谢主啊?
I say thank what?
他说我被主管教了。
He said that I'm being disciplined by the Lord.
他是做生意的, 是保险经纪人。
He's a businessman, insurance agent.
他做了一笔生意, 后来他生病,
he
得了肠炎。
After he finished a case that he got sick and has the cancer.
不是, diarrhea.
He had diarrhea.
Infection in digestive system. 那么, 他就到主面前去祷告。
Then he went to pray before the Lord.
主就跟他讲说,
then the Lord him that within your business case, you were not honest.
哎呀, 他说我就认罪, 认罪完了病就好了。
So as soon as I confessed my sin, then the diarrhea was okay.
我立刻打电话给我那个客户, 告诉他说这个地方我没有说实话。
Immediately I call my customer and say that I lie about this point.
他高兴得不得了，他主管教我。 我那天听了我羡慕得不得了，我说我也给主管教管教吧。
He was so happy to say that God disciplined him, and I was actually very envy him. I hope Lord also disciplined.
弟兄姊妹嘛，主你知道吗？主要把他的诚实给你，他必须先指出你我的不真实。
In order for God to give us His honesty, first He has to point out our dishonesty.
如果我们永远感觉我是对的，弟兄姊妹，主就没有办法教你，不能把他自己给你。
If we always feel we are right, then God is not able to teach us, cannot give Himself to us.
So teachable 第二个点呢, 是不丧气, 不灰心。
So the second point about being teachable is not faint.
碰到一些事情来的时候, 我们在主面前可以清清楚楚地去对付。
When things happen, then we can be dealt with by the Lord clearly.
如果我们没有错, 而这些事情临到, 可能是仇敌的攻击, 你就奉主的名斥责他。
If we are not wrong, then when we encounter those things, might be the attack by the evil ones. So then we rebuke them in the name of the Lord.
这是我们基督徒认识主，也认识属灵世界发生的各式各样的事情。
That is how us Christians know the Lord and know all the things happening in the spiritual realm.
我知道有好多弟兄姊妹在这个点上，他们认真学。
I know there are so many brothers and sisters diligently learning about it.
然后我们再看见受教啊。 存着感恩的心。
And also we see that being teachable is we always have a thanksgiving heart.
因为呢, 神所爱的他才叫, 神所不爱的, 他不在乎的他就不叫。
For whom the Lord loves, He disciplines, and those He does not care, He does not discipline.
如果在你我身上, 好久都没有神的教导, 弟兄姊妹, 你我出问题了。
If for such a long time we do not have any discipline from God, then we do have some problems.
我们要有这样的新鲜敏锐的灵。
We should have such refreshing and very sensitive spirit.
弟兄姊妹，这样子哈，第四个点受教呢， 有时间的因素和环境的因素。
So the fourth point about being teachable has to do with time and circumstances.
所以刚才我们弟兄讲到大卫这十三年呢、
啊。So brother mentioned of all those 13 years of David.
他可能每一年都问主说主啊是不是可以毕业了呢
?Maybe he asked the Lord every year that if he can graduate.
主啊是不是可以把这环境挪开
?Can the Lord just remove, deliver him from all the circumstances?
你去读诗篇他常常有叹息。对不对
？When you read Psalms, he often.
那读诗篇，有些诗篇一开头就问 How long? How long? 问主说还有多久？还有多久
？When you read most of the Psalms, start with How long?
啊，主回答我们。
And the Lord answers us.
而当你问这个问题的时候，主就把忍耐加给你。
And when you ask this question, the Lord gives you patience.
你知道忍耐是里面的力量。
Endurance is actually strength within.
是 inner strength.
It's the inner strength.
有的人外面很刚强，里面很虚的。
Some people might seem very strong outside, but actually within is weak.
所以我们中国人有一句话讲的，外强中干。
So Chinese have this saying that someone looks strong outside, but actually he's weak inside.
今天很多基督徒都是外强中干的人，你看他生活一点都没有喜乐，但是外面表现的一定要一个样子。
There are many Christians today are like this. Although he's without any joy, but he has to show that he seems strong outside.
主要给你里面的力量，就用环境来熬炼我们。
In order for God to give us the inner strength, He uses circumstances to train us.
到了一个地步啊，环境再也摸不到这个人。
So until to the point that circumstances can no longer touch this person.
你看我们主耶稣被卖的那一夜。
You see the night our Lord was betrayed.
他被拉到大祭司的院子里。
He was being pulled to the yard of high priest.
整夜又冷又干。
It was so cold and dry all night.
他整个人脱水。
And he was
清晨不天不亮就拉到官府去。
So he was being pulled out before dawn.
弟兄姊妹们，我们看见在那样的不公平的对待里面，主是那么的安息，那么的平静。
But we see in such unfair treatment, our Lord was so calm and peaceful and in rest.
那是羔羊的性格。
That's the characters as a lamb.
弟兄姊妹们，主要把这个给你，也给大卫。
Brothers and sisters, Lord would like to give this to you and to David.
所以大卫呢，就许可他经过这些。
So for David, Lord permit that David goes through.
而在这个苦难中，大卫还照顾他的爸爸妈妈、他的家眷。
And in the midst of all the suffering, David still took care of his parents and his relatives.
他并没有放弃他做人的责任，他的亲情仍然在那里。
He did not give up the responsibility of his own family.
就好像我们主耶稣被挂在十字架上。他最痛苦的时候，他看着他的母亲说：“母亲，看你的儿子。”看着约翰说：“约翰，看你的母亲。”
Just when our Lord at the most time of his suffering, when he was on the cross, he looked at his mother and looked at John, say that, "Mother, your son," and told John that son, your mother.
他没有说我自顾不暇了，你们应该自己好自为之了。
He did not say that.I'm already in my suffering, so you just take care of yourself.
主的性格何等的美。
How beautiful is our Lord's characters.
大卫需要得着这个性格。
David should have such characteristics.
你我都需要得着这个性格。
And also you and I need to have this characteristics.
我在讲这个性格是侍奉该有的。
And this is characteristics that to serve should have.
如果你不在这些点上留意，你可以用恩赐跑和做。但是将来到主面前，我们要懊悔。
If you do not pay attention to this point, you can use your gifts to do things, but if in the future when we see the Lord, we will regret.
因为你我还不适合去做宝座。
Because we are not yet suitable to be on the throne.
但神很有恩典。
But Lord is full of grace.
不适合的人，像如果我们不适合的话，还有一千年可以补课。
For those of us, if not yet suitable, we still have 1,000 years to.Have more lessons.
你愿意用人生的70年学好呢，还用1,000年来学呢
？Are you willing to use your 70 years in life to learn, or use 1,000 years?
弟兄姊妹们，有智慧的心，自己想一想。
If you have the wise heart, then just think about it.
主在这里给我们看见，大卫在这些情况，他就完全的服在神的手下。
And God here tells us that David, under all those circumstances, he completely submit under God's hand.
所以第七节他说, 啊, 焉有儿子不被父亲管教的呢?
So verse 7 says, what son is he whom father chastens not?
他说第八节啊, 管教原是众子所共受的。
And verse 8 says that
在这个点上就是
chastisement are all under sons.
这个第七节讲, 你们所忍受的,
so verse 7 says you endure.
这个忍受就是服在神的手的底下。
That is under God's hand.
弟兄姊妹, 你有没有看见环境背后有神的手呢?
Do you see that behind all the circumstances there's the hands of God?
好，为了时间缘故，我不能多讲一点例子。
I cannot share more examples because of time.
我在侍奉中看到有一些在工作的弟兄姊妹。
In my service, I see some brothers and sisters at work.
他们比同事做的都多。
They do even more work than their colleagues.
他们得的报酬比同事都少。
But their rewards are less than their colleagues.
然后还被排挤。
And even being rejected.
被惨。
And being oppressed.
一年、两年、三年。
Might be 1 or 2 or 3 years.
刚开头的时候很不平,
at first they felt so unfair.
他们天天祷告,
and every day they pray.
第二年好像这个不平慢慢没有,
second year they no longer feel unfair.
到第三年呢, 充满了喜乐,
and third year they are full of joy.
等到时候到的时候, 主让他呢, 一次连升6级,
and when the time comes, the Lord promotes them.
以前管他的人, 现在被他管, 到他面前来求他说, 请你不要纪念我以前对你不好。
And those who used to manage him, now he become their managers, and they even come to ask him that, please do not remember what I did to you.
弟兄姊妹, 学功课, 你得着的不仅是今生的祝福。
To learn those lessons, what you receive are not just the blessings within this life.
将来见主面的时候, 主说, 这个人是合我心意的。
And when you see the Lord, that he would say, this is someone after my own heart.
他是合用的人。
He's usable person.
可以坐在宝座上。
And can be sit on the throne.
弟兄姊妹, 你愿意吗?
Brothers and sisters, are you willing?
这是主在他话语里面教导我们。
That's what Lord teaches us in His Word.
所以这个忍耐是怎么样？怎样忍耐呢？
So how to endure?
不是咬紧牙根，咬紧牙根。
Not just biting our teeth, try to endure.
在第十一节讲，却为那精炼过的人结出平安的果子。
And verse 11 says that afterwards yields the peaceable fruit of righteousness unto them which are exercised thereby.
他们 在他们肉身中啊，有过属灵的操练。
There's spiritual exercise in their flesh.
好，我们今天下午讲到大卫早年呢是在旷野中有属灵的操练。
This afternoon we talk about in David's youth life that he had spiritual exercise in wilderness.
大卫这13年里面呢，他在神的手下，在环境里面。
For all the 13 years, David, under God's hand, under circumstances, he was being trained by God.
这些塑造人的性格,
all those develop one's characteristics.
西方人常常讲到性格,
Western people often talk about characters.
西方的基督徒有一句话, 讲到 vision shapes character.
Western Christians often talk about vision shapes character.
就是你看见什么做你的目标，那个目标就塑造你这个人。
Is that whatever you see to become your goal, and that goal shapes your person.
在大卫的眼中，他看见的是神自己，那是他的目标。
In David's eyes, he saw God himself. That is his goal.
不是那个王位。
That is, he did not see the throne.
不是在人前。
And not for man being so glorious.
所以他愿意受教,
so he was willing to be teachable.
我们快快讲讲他在这13年学了些什么功课。
So let's quickly go over what are the lessons he learned in those 13 years.
第一个,他学会爱神和神的国度。
First, he learned to love God and God's kingdom.
在这个爱的里面, 具体的表现就是他爱弟兄。
In this love, the reality expression is that he loved brothers.
我们知道扫罗给他太多的痛苦。
We know that Saul gave him so much sorrow.
他也承认扫罗追逼他，使他走投无路。
And he also confessed that Saul chased after him, he had no way out.
但是扫罗死的时候，他一点都没有幸灾乐祸。
But when Saul died, he was not happy. He truly loved his brothers. For he loved God's kingdom.
扫罗是他的弟兄，是受膏的，是以色列国度的盼望。
For Saul was his brother, was anointed one, and also the hope of Israel.
弟兄姊妹，你知道吗？ 主的国要降临，跟你我有关系。
Do you know that when in order for God's kingdom to come, it has to do with you and me?
你好的话，主的国快一点降临。
If you do well, then Lord's kingdom will come quicker.
你我要走错路了，主的国就单延。
If we go the wrong way, then it would hurry Lord's kingdom come.
所以扫罗死的时候，大卫真是难过啊！我读他《撒母耳记下》第一章，他写的那个宫歌啊，真是一个爱神爱。
When Saul died, David was so sad that he truly loved God and loved his brother. So as I read his Song of Bows, that he was so sad.
他和约拿丹之间的爱，那真是弟兄相爱。
And the love between him and Jonathan was truly brother in love.
第二功课，他自甘卑微。
That he was willing to be humbled.
轻看自己。
And he despised himself.
所以扫罗说啊。 就叫别人告诉他说，哈，扫罗想要招你做女婿。他说我这种贫穷卑贱的人，哪有资格做王的女婿？
So as Saul asked people to tell him that Saul would like to have him as his son-in-law, then David said that I'm someone who's so poor and lowly. How can I have the position to be a king's son-in-law?
大卫一次玩弄他，他不生气；第二次再玩弄他，他仍然是。
Saul keeps playing with David once or twice. He was not mad and he continued to be humble. In New Testament time, there's also someone who also humbled himself. Actually, his name, the definition of his name is small.
他没有走上这条路以前呢，他喜欢别人羡慕他。
Before he walked on this way, he would like others to envy him.
我想大家都知道，就是大树的扫罗。I
think everybody knows that that's the Saul in Tarsus.
后来他改名字叫做保罗了。And
later he changed his name to Paul.
扫罗的意思啊，就是人见人羡。The
definition of the name Paul is that people are
desired by man.
That's desired by man.
人人都羡慕他。Everybody
desires.
我们都喜欢做一个别人羡慕的。
We like to be someone desirable by man.
是不是呢? 把孩子培养的，将来读长春人学校，我家多光耀啊！
Isn't that so? I would like my child to go to Ivy League school, so I feel so glorious.
但是保罗的后来眼光变了，他把他名字改成了保罗。
But later, Saul's eyesight has changed. He changed his name to Paul.
保罗什么意思啊？
What does Paul mean?
Belittled, 被人小看的人。
He's belittled.
今天很多父母亲给儿子起个名字保罗，很响亮，就喜欢他，以后出去就被人小看。Now
oftentimes parents call their children Paul, seems it's a good name, but actually that's belittled.
但是神从来不小看他。But
God never.
因为羔羊的性格在他里面，羔羊第一个微小。
For the character of the lamb is in him, so the first thing of a lamb is to be little.
然后扫罗要刺他，一枪就想把他刺到墙上。
And Saul would like to pierce him to the wall, but David escaped.
你想想看，大卫那时候成年了，体力绝不比扫罗差，他可以把枪抢过来反捅他一刀就好了，对吧？我常常读这个很简单嘛，故事结束了，做王了。
Since David is no longer a child, he was able to just take away Saul's spear and then push him, and then the story ends. Then David can be the king.
但是呢，大卫躲开了。But
David escaped.
好像他不会武功一样。It's
as if he could do nothing.
啊，弟兄姊妹们，其实今天很多学羔羊形象的人，他们是深藏不露的。
Actually, there are many.
他里面什么都知道，但是他从来不讲。
There are so many who learn to be the characters as a lamb. They are actually so capable, but they are so hidden.
他也不发脾气, 也不论断, 也不批评, 也不去修正。
They do not get angry, they do not rebuke nor comment on others, and do not correct others.
你以为他不知道吗?
Do you think they do not know?
他知道,
they know.
但他躲开,
but they just
escape.
That's the lamb.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
在教会生活中有这个表现, 就有君王的性质出来。
When there's the expression of this kind of manifestation
in church,
there's the king's life, then the God's house will be built. Then we should definitely know this.
不然我们都会看走眼,
Otherwise, we would think, we would ask the Lord, how come you are not someone we know?
我们再讲一点, 他藏在洞里,
and we talk about that he hid himself in cave.
我们要学会隐藏在基督里,
we have to learn to be hidden in Christ.
隐藏在基督的十字架里面,
to be hidden in the cross of Christ.
好叫他的死成为我的死,
so his death can become our death.
环境就再摸不到我,
and the circumstances can no longer touch us.
以前呢, 我服侍青少年的时候,
when I served the youth,
我常常要求父母亲啊, 许可他们孩子, 让我带他们去参加葬礼。
I often ask parents to allow me to take their children to attend a memorial meeting.
参加完葬礼我就问他们, 我说这个人呢, 如果他会抽烟, 我买一包他喜欢的烟, 敬他一根烟, 他会不会伸出手来跟你接呢?
After the memorial gathering, I often ask the young people that if this person likes to smoke, if I buy him some cigarette, then is he able to take out his hand to smoke?
他如果他伸出手来, that would be scary.
And they say if he take out his hand to receive the cigarette,
太可怕了, 他没死透啊,
then that's so scary, he's not yet dead.
是不是? 弟兄姊妹, 我们藏在基督里, 你才会死透。
So when we are hidden in Christ, then you can be completely dead.
藏在十字架的, 裂开的缝隙,
to be hidden in the breaches of the cross.
这些都是属灵的经历,
those are spiritual experiences.
大卫经历的, 他才能把那400个欠债的心情苦闷的肥累变成勇士。
So that because David experienced, therefore he's able to take all those who were in sorrow, in debt, and also distress to become his warriors.
我年轻的时候听有一个弟兄讲说我们都是肥累。
When I was young, I heard the brother say, so we are all ballast.
我从来不跟弟兄作对, 从来不大声说话, 怎么会是肥累呢?
I thought, how can I be like those people? I never just speak loudly to brothers or no against them.
开我们眼睛, 让我看见自己的本相, 我说主啊, 真是, 我怎么可能成为一个爱你?
But Lord, open my eyes and see my true self. Then I ask the Lord, how can I become someone who loves you?
大卫藏在基督里, 他就学会服侍, 不能服侍的人。
As David is hidden in Christ, then he's able to learn to serve those who are not servable.
常常有时候主把我们呢, 摆在一个超过我度量的环境里面, 你跟主说, 这个人我服侍不上去。
Oftentimes, Lord put me in the circumstances that surpassing my capacity. Then I
tell
the Lord, I cannot serve.
主,
I cannot go through the circumstances.
但是主能够,
but Lord can.
主能够在你里面推动你, 帮助你,
Lord is able to push us within us to help us go through it.
他也学会了求问,
and he learned how to seek, to ask.
我们看见他多次的用以弗德到主面前去求问我该不该做我能不能去。
Oftentimes, many times that David used Ephah to ask the Lord whether I can go, should I do this?
我该不该走?
Should I go or not?
弟兄姊妹们, 这个叫做顺服主。
And that is called to obey the Lord.
这叫做尊重主。
That is to respect the Lord.
另外呢, 我们看见膏油在他里面呢, 成为他的保护,
and we also see the anointing within him become his protection.
他当他伸手割了这个扫罗的衣襟衣角, 他的心中立刻就砰砰跳, 制止了。
As soon as he cut off the skirt of Saul's robe, immediately his heart smitten him.
哇，我读到这里, 我就觉得主啊, 我常常是过了10年才想起我做了一件亏欠的事。
When I read this, I often tell the Lord, Lord, it's not until after 10 years I thought about I fall short.
当我做的时候, 充满了自己的理由, 所以我不觉得亏欠。
I did not feel I fall short because I was full of my own excuses.
我记得有一次啊, 我在家里, 忽然之间主让我看见我以前跟一个弟兄之间, 我把房子卖给他, 我有亏欠的事。
I remember once I was home and all of a sudden Lord showed me that when I sold a house to a brother, I actually did something which I fell short.
但是那个时候我觉得我很有理由。
But at that time I thought I was very reasonable.
当然了,那个时候,那个弟兄立刻看出我的动机, 就把我那个要的通通改过来了,但我还是觉得我做错了。
At that time, the brother already saw my intention, therefore he changes what I would like to do. But at that time, I realized I was wrong.
十年呢,
it was
好慢哦,
it took 10 years.
我立刻写一封信,
so immediately I wrote a letter and tell the brother that I would like to apologize.
但是大卫呢, 那天他才一割完, 他就受不了。
But for David, as soon as he cut off Saul's robe, that his heart smitten him.
你就看见膏油在他身上多有能力啊，这个叫做大大的感动。
So you see the anointing on him is full of strength. That is called greatly moved.
我在教会生活里面看见有些很美的见证。
I saw many beautiful testimonies in church life.
有一对夫妻啊，吵得不可开交。
A couple, they had a great argument.
但是后来这个他们都得救了，得救以后还是常常发脾气。
Later, both of them got saved, but after they got saved, they still argued with each other.
有一天我去看望的时候，到他们家。
Once I visited them at their home.
这弟兄跟我讲啊，这个礼拜二晚上吃饭的时候，我太太忽然很慎重的在儿子面前站起来跟我道歉。
The brother told me that on Tuesday night when we had dinner, all of a sudden my wife very sincerely apologized to me in front of our son. He was so shocked.
他说最近我们都很好啊，没有什么，你对我发脾气什么都没有。
He said that we've been okay recently. We did not argue.
所以他也站起来，他就问他妻子，到底什么事？没事嘛。
So he also stood up to ask his wife what happened. Then just
他再跟他讲。 不是为了最近的事,
and his wife told him that it's not for what happened recently.
为了从我们结婚以后发生过的事,
but for all the things happened since our marriage.
他说哈, 我每次说话, 我说的都是事实, 但是没有想到你听话的心是什么。
She said that although every time I talk about facts, but I never consider how you feel when you hurt me.
今天光照我, 要为这件事跟你好好的道歉。
The Lord has enlightened me that I should apologize to you because of this.
那一天啊, 这个弟兄讲得很深, 他妻子也在旁边听, 他说我是应该道歉。
And that day when the brother told me this, his wife was also there and she said that I should really apologize.
他说我以为我说的都是事实,都是诚实话, 但是每一句话都像刀一样割我先生的心。
She said that I thought I was talking about facts and being honest, but each word I said really pierced his heart.
他们改变了,
and they changed.
他们本来呢, 出来两个人走, 差好远的距离, 现在牵着手走路了。
It used to be that they
像情侣一样,
had when they walked, they actually were having a long distance with one another, but now they hold hands.
弟兄姊妹, 这个叫做圣灵的管制。
That's the discipline of the Holy Spirit.
在你我里面, 主太爱我们。
As Lord loves us within you and me,
他要把我们建立成为像他儿子一样做宝座的君王。
He would like to build us onto someone like his son who sits on the to be the king sits on the throne.
大卫不仅尊重自己里面的膏油。
Now David not only respect the anointing within himself,
他也尊重扫罗里面的膏油。
And he also respect the anointing within Saul.
跟随大人说呢，我们可以杀他，是耶和华把他交在我们手中。他说，我岂敢动手害耶和华的受膏者？So
as those who follow David say that we are able to kill him because Lord has given Saul unto our hands. But David say that how do I dare to stretch out my hand unto the anointing one of the Lord?
弟兄姊妹，若是你看见这个点，
Brothers and sisters, if you see this point,
你就不会对弟兄发脾气。
Then you would not be mad with brothers.
因为你知道，你对弟兄发脾气，你是得罪他里面的圣灵。
If you are angry with his brother, then you actually sin against the Holy Spirit within him.
这就是大卫。
That is David.
他学到这些功课。
He has learned those lessons.
这个叫做敬畏神。
That is to fear God.
敬畏神不是外表的一些的动作。
It's not just outward actions.
是在你心里面的故事。
That's with the stories.
神是看内心的。
God looks in heart.
神不是看外貌的。
Not just outward.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers sisters.
然后他更进一步的降卑。
Then he furthermore humbled himself.
他就流落在外邦。
And he was being captured in the Gentiles' hands.
直到神伸手把环境挪开来。
Until God reached out his hand to deliver him from the circumstances.
弟兄姊妹，我在讲膏油的管制。
The discipline of the anointing.
是使一个合神心意的人成为神合用的人。
Is to make someone after God's own heart become someone serviceable.
愿主祝福他的话。
Pray the Lord bless His word.
祝福弟兄姊妹们。
And also bless brothers.
带我们进入膏油的管制底下。
To bring us to enter into the discipline of the anointing.
我们一同有一点祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
你爱我们。
You've loved us.
你就亲自的来教育我们。
And yourself come to discipline us.
主啊，我们为着你的旨意和目的。
For your will and purpose.
求你给我们恩典和怜悯。
Do pray that you give us the grace and mercy.
让我们肯把自己交在圣灵的手中。
So we are willing to offer ourselves under the hand of Holy Spirit.
也求你使我们向着圣灵有一个敏锐的心。
Also, do pray that you let us to have sensitive hearts toward the Holy Spirit.
不叫我们消灭圣灵的感动。
So we do not quench the Holy Spirit.
也不让圣灵在我们里面为我们担忧。
And we do not grieve the Holy Spirit.
接受你给我们环境中一切的安排。
To accept all the arrangements within circumstances by you.
好叫你借着圣灵。
So that through the Holy Spirit.
能够将你自己的性格做成在我们的身上。
You can work your character onto us.
让我们能够成为合你心意的人。
So we can become men after your own heart.
谢谢你与我们同在。
Thank you for being with us.
我们这样感谢祷告，奉耶稣基督宝贵的圣名。
Thanksgiving and prayers in the holy name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.